Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ted Beard. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dick Donovan. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting second. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting third. The first baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting 7th. The catcher, Frank House. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Duke Moss. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Duke Moss. And now, play ball. Ted Beard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beard hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Torgerson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a pop-up towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Beard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doby moves to third. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doby scores. Hatfield moves to second. It's 1-0. White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moss fields it and throws to first for the out. Hatfield moves to third. Lawler moves to second. Two outs. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into left field. Minoso picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Minoso. Kaline moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell strikes out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is hit by the pitch. Bill Tuttle pinch runs for Johnny Groth. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson fields it and throws to second for the out. Kaline moves to third. Two outs. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Tuttle now playing center field. Ted Beard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beard is 0 for 1 in the game. Beard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Beard for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Torgerson hits a line drive into center field. Tuttle picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Tuttle. Fox moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Duke Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss strikes out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hatfield hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Hatfield reaches second base with a double. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0 for 1 in the game. Donovan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a fly ball into right field. Beard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-1 in the game. House hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Maxwell moves to second. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Finnegan hits a pop-up towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Beard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beard is 0-for-2 in the game. Beard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Beard for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by House for a passed ball. Fox scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Small pinch hits for Duke Moss. Jim Small is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Small hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Small moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards right. Beard fields it and throws to second to catch Bowling for the out. Small moves to third. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Small tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1. White Sox. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Bird now pitching. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hatfield hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Finnegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from House and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0-for-2 in the game. Donovan hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops it up and throws to first, with Donovan covering, for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Beard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beard is 0-for-3 in the game. Beard takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Beard. The throw from House and he is out, Keane applying the tag. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly pinch hits for Harry Bird. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bowling hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Aber now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. One out. Sammy Esposito pinch hits for Fred Hatfield. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito strikes out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-3 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Beard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0-for-3 in the game. Donovan takes first base on ball 4. Ted Beard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beard is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Beard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Donovan for the double play. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. House hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Finnegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tuttle moves to second. J.W. Porter pinch hits for Al Aber. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Beard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.